This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We'll have a second-round playoff update in moments where overtime continues to be a strong trend. More on that. The WHL well-represented in Switzerland at the World Under-18 Hockey Championships, well-represented in the NHL playoffs. We'll have an update. And WHL Manager of Education Services, Jim Dunleavy, stops by to tell us about two very special nominees for the Daryl Doc K. Seaman Award for the league's top scholastic player. Overtime has been a big factor in the second round of the playoffs. Back on Wednesday night, all three games on the ice seeing extra time. Now in Victoria, the Royals staved off elimination with a third period rally, sending the game to OT. Shaw TV's Dan Russell.
Banging at the puck, it's still loose. They're hammering at it. Turnaround shot. Here's Chase. Score! On a delayed penalty, win in overtime, 5-4.
In Medicine Hat, the Tigers and the Calgary Hitmen played a little overtime to settle game four. A voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley.
He'll feed it now to Stallard. Stallard pulls the trigger, shoots, he scores! Stallard finds the short side and goaltender Merrick Langhammer, and the Calgary Hitmen win this game 2-1 in overtime.
And in Regina, the Pats were trying to even the series with the Brandon Wheat Kings, off to overtime in Game 4. The Wheat Kings had other ideas. Phil Andrews with the call.
Trying to keep it in against Peter Quinville, but McGauley follows. Upright wing, Kaspik, he's into the Pat zone. Kaspik, snapshot, scores! Tanner Kaspik, Game 4 OT winner! And the Wheat Kings go up 3-1 in the series.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
Nine WHL players were named to the initial roster of Canada's under-18 team now competing at the World Championships in Switzerland. The roster includes Moose Jaw Warrior goaltender Zach Sachenko, defenseman Ethan Bear of the Seattle Thunderbirds, and Parker Wotherspoon of the Tri-City Americans. Six WHL forwards are wearing Canadian colors. Matthew Barzell of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Jansen Harkins of the Prince George Cougars, Swiftcurrent Bronco forward Glenn Godden, Kamloops Blazers' Devin Sidorov, plus underage forwards Tyler Benson of the Vancouver Giants, Moose Jaw's Brett Howden. The team is coached by Moose Jaw Warriors head coach Tim Hunter. Canada opened up the tournament with an 11-6 win over Latvia Thursday.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The WHL is proud to announce that 77 WHL graduates are on NHL rosters as the 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs get underway. The Vancouver Canucks lead the way with 8 WHL graduates on their roster, as well as one head coach in the postseason. The Ottawa Senators and Washington Capitals each boast 7 WHL alumni. The Western Hockey League, in collaboration with Ryobi Power Tools, pleased to announce Joe Gattenby is the winner of the 2015 WHL Ryobi Hardest Working Player of the Year. Gattenby was chosen by the Kelowna Rockets fans as his club's hardest working player this season. Gattenby then went on to win the title of the WHL's Hardest Working Player after a league-wide fan poll. The Hardest Working Player of the Year, designed to honor the player who best exemplifies dependability, quality of play, and commitment to his team throughout the regular season. Gattenby is the recipient of a $2,000 scholarship and a Ryobi six-piece combination kit courtesy of Ryobi Power Tools.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kelowna Rockets forward Tyson Bailey has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Bailey collected 3 goals and 1 assist in 2 games to help the Kelowna Rockets pick up a pair of wins to begin the Round 2 series with the Victoria Royals. One of Bailey's goals, the overtime winner in Game 2.
Blue line for Bowie, won't shoot. He'll feed back here to Merkley. Side, dry, sidle.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL's Daryl Doc K. Seaman Award for the top scholastic player will be between Kelowna Rockets defenseman Joe Gattenby and Prince Albert Raiders goaltender Nick McBride. WHL Acting Manager of Education Services Jim Donlevy says both nominees have established quite the academic achievement.
Well, there's no question about it. I just want to preface it by saying this, John. This year, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years, as you would know, and these are the in terms of the nominees from each of the 22 teams, and that's the mandate, they have to nominate a guy. That's the best academic record I've seen put forward by all of them in my whole time here. And the kids are taking core courses, the physics, the chemistries, and stuff like that. And it's just really remarkable. And now our job was to sort out the best one from the East and one from the West. And boy, it's even tougher trying to determine between Joe Gattenby and Nick McBride, both outstanding. But to talk about Nick, first of all, I mean, he goes to Carleton Comprehensive High School right there in Prince Albert and pulling off 90-plus. I mean, the mid-90s was his overall average, and nothing in those core courses that was less than 95, I think. And as well, Nick was played in the Team Pacific World Under 17 tournament. And, you know, you pull away from those distractions, and yet maintaining that kind of an effort is just huge from my perspective.
We'll go to Kelowna now, where young defenseman Joe Gattenby is the Western Conference nominee. Talk a little bit about Joe's academic achievements this year.
Well, his education advisor, the education advisor for the Kelowna Rockets, stated this on his nomination. He's the top academic athlete ever at Kelowna Senior Secondary, best they've ever had from the Kelowna Rockets. And then you go into what he's got going. And I'm just going to quote from Darren Wishlow, who is the academic advisor for the Kelowna Rockets. Simply put, Joe Gattensby's work ethic puts him in the top 1% of all the students that my colleagues and I have ever worked with at KSS. And then now I see he's the hardest working player of the year for the league. And this is kind of our philosophy. We want you working hard academically and athletically. And clearly Joe has demonstrated that.
Great stuff from Joe and Nick, no doubt about that, Jim. There was also a team award. Now, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here, but I know there's a team award here that will also be announced. Can we have some potential finalists for overall academic achievement for a WHL team?
Well, we had really about 10 nominees for that and really came up with about five top groups. I'm hesitant to point them out because they're, you know, our education advisors do such a superb job, really under the radar. They work with these kids on a daily basis. They make sure they're in line academically. You know, they're seeing kids when they're drafted, when they come in. They're communicating with these young men and the parents and making sure that they understand, because very often, in many cases, they're going across academic jurisdictions. The Saskatchewan kids go to Tri-Cities and go to Kamiokan High School in Kennewick, and you know, and parents are concerned about that. What is the difference? How does that work? And these education advisors make those transitions seamless, it seems. To me, the evidence is very, very clear. And then, of course, when they leave at the end of the season, and yet they work that transition back to the home school and those kinds of things, and they move forward. And, of course, where I see the evidence, it doesn't matter where they complete their high school, because our mandate from the league perspective is you'll graduate on time. They start going to university, and we're seeing kids that are academic All-Canadians, which means 80% or higher at the university level when they play CIS hockey. So, you know, the evidence is very, very clear how successful this thing is.
You bring up a great point with the education advisors around the WHL, really the unsung heroes in the league every year. I know, Jim, you're a former Governor Award winner for your dedication to the league over the years. It's good to have you back as acting manager of WHL Education Services. Thanks for doing this, and as well, great work as per usual. Thanks a lot.
Have fun in the playoffs, John.
And that's the show. Next week, it's the conference finals, and we'll have the preview. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.